He was born a rich man, then he got richer still by bribing politicians on Capitol Hill, by declaring bankruptcy, by working with the mob, by causing lots of Americans to lose their union jobs, by exporting industries to sweatshops overseas, by acting like an idiot on national TV. But now add to his accomplishments one more impressive trait. He's God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate. In between his beauty pageants and gambling casinos and pretending to be a self-made man in films and TV shows, Donald Trump decided he should run for president. For jihadi recruiters, his campaign was heaven sent. It's a war between religions, a civilizational fight. That's what Daesh says, and Donald Trump says that's right. All you Muslims, stay out of here, just go join Islamic State. He's God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate. He's not much for statistics, he doesn't have the time, between harassing women and committing corporate crime. But he's a savvy gambler, he knows how to play the game. He's got a list of groups ready-made for him to blame. He doesn't just hate Muslims, he hates Mexicans as well. And he's prepared to win the contract for the wall he wants to sell. But the terrorists around the world think he's really great. He's God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate. The future of the world may be technically unknown, but if the past is any indication, then Trump has set the tone, along with 27 governors and Congress people by the score, who, if we turn the clock back to 1944, would be turning back the refugees just like we did back then. Hey, that worked out so well, why not just do it all again? Because what the world clearly needs is more bile bombs and hate. And God's gift to the caliphate. God's gift to the caliphate.